Case number 12833, Larry Jackson seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Zion Church Road, approximately 1,475 feet from Broadkill Road. The 911 address is 26596 Zion Church Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 12. The applicant is seeking a 10.28-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for existing porch on the pole building and a 14.5-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing pole building. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Oh, and I'm sorry, hold on. The dwelling was built in 1974, an addition was built in 1988, and the COs were issued. I did add, for clarity, I think, to clear the property, 7.2-foot variance from the second floor addition on the dwelling, a 5.3-foot variance from the existing dwelling, and 10.3-foot variance for the existing steps from the front yard, all from the front yard setback. Sorry, my notes are...
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Larry Jackson, 26596 Zion Church Road, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And is this gentleman going to be sworn in as well?
Yes.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Larry Koblenz, 3420 Yoder Drive, Dover, Delaware, 19904.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
What we're asking for is a variance from the front yard back setback requirement for existing structure. Yes, sir.
How did you discover you needed variances?
Well, when I first found out about it, I was sleeping. And
Did it just come to you?
Huh?
Did it just come to you? Or no, I'm just messing with you.
No, okay.
I was trying to be funny.
This gentleman here, Larry, he's the builder, pole builder. The footers were already established. We were thinking that we were in a rights as far as setting this up and everything. And we had a permit to build it. And the inspector came out once the footers were established. And he passed it. So we went with the building. The building today is erected, and we didn't. I found out probably the building was totally framed when I got a knock on the door early in the morning from the inspector stating that he had made a mistake with the frontage. And I said, well, what did we do? I mean, the building is up. And he said, we have to get a variance. I said, well, I'm all new at this. I have no clue what you're talking about, and which I don't, except that at this time that from what I understand, I'm too close to the front property line. And at the time, the builder was thinking that it was from the road instead of the property line.
The builder measured that? Is that, Mr. Koblenz, that was what you relied on?
Yes, so me and Mr. Jackson met on the property, staked out the building, and It was 20 foot, just over 20 foot setbacks from the rear, and it was 40 foot six to the road. However, later we found out that the front property line is actually 15 feet from the road. So now we're only 25 feet, 3 inches from the road, I believe it is.
You're actually 40 feet from the road, but you're 25 feet from the road.
Yes, 25 feet from the property line, I'm sorry. Yes, so we felt like the uniqueness of the property was it was a irregular shaped lot. On the front toward the house, there's a main feed for the wire going to the house. And also the entrance, we were thinking we're going to have to share. He was on the meeting. He was going to have to share the entrance with his neighbor. He had permission from his neighbor to share the entrance. So we had staked out the building to share the neighbor's driveway because DelDOT had denied you an access to add another access. But later they agreed he can add another access if he removes one in front of his house. So we chose to keep it on an angle toward the neighboring driveway. He was just going to extend the neighbor's driveway so he has better access into to get to his building with an RV.
When was this built? Is it just recently?
Yes, 2 months ago.
Yeah. Okay, so it's recent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when the building code inspector came out, he inspected the footers, and he saw the one corner was well beyond the setbacks. He didn't realize how much on an angle is set on the property. He approved it. He came back 2 days later, I think it was, to do the connection inspection, and the building was erected. That's when he noticed that the setbacks, front setbacks, were not to where they should have been.
Okay. How close is the, I'm familiar with that area. How close is the burrow pit to your house?
To my house?
To the back of this building, I should say.
I'm gonna probably say 40, 50 feet.
Okay. Okay. Where it's at, I mean, does it affect visibility from the road or getting out of your driveway, or can you see both directions when you pull out?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it doesn't affect the visibility?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
How about neighbors? Any neighbors complained or said anything about it?
I've talked to my neighbors, and they don't have an issue with it at all.
Okay.
That's the Brenda and Dave Van Pelt and James Messett.
Is the purpose of the pole building to house your RV?
That's part of it, yes. And the other part is for a shop. It's basically for a garage.
Okay, like a workshop?
Yes.
Okay. Is it going to be used for any commercial uses, or is it just
no.
personal? Okay.
It's personal.
Did you remove the pool that was there? I see there.
Yeah, the pool has been removed probably 22 years ago.
So this survey's over 22 years old.
Yeah, it's pure.
Okay.
Because I bought the house in 1991 when I bought it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was this did this survey exist when you bought it? Or where did this survey come from?
Probably from where I bought it in 1991.
Okay.
But I haven't had a survey ever since.
So
haven't had reason to.
Who sketched the location of the pole building and those distances?
I did.
Okay. All right. So you didn't have a surveyor come out to verify the location?
I did not.
We have the front property marker on both sides of my property are visible. The ones in the rear are not. I don't know if it was a stake. The ones in the front are concrete posts that's flush with the ground. The one in the back's, I don't know if there were stakes or what, but I couldn't find them at all.
Does your current house have a one-car garage?
It has a two-car garage.
Oh, it does have a two-car garage.
Yeah.
In addition to this other block garage thing, is that also there? On the survey, it shows a block garage clear on the other side of your property.
Yes, that is my garage to the east.
Okay.
Of the house.
That's your two-car garage.
Yes.
So the house itself doesn't have a garage.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Do you have a septic system here?
I was, sir.
A septic system?
Yes.
Sewer? Okay, where is the septic field located?
The septic is directly behind the home.
Okay. What about the tank? Is that also behind the home?
Yes.
Okay. What about a well?
The well's out front.
In front of the house?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have, like, any buried tanks or anything like that?
Any buried?
Tanks, like a propane tank?
No.
Or?
Yes, I do. I have a propane tank buried.
Where's that located?
That is to the west of the house, probably about 25 feet of that nearest corner on the west and the front yard.
So is it sort of in front of the garage, to the side of the garage?
No, it's not in front of the garage, no.
It would be.
I can show you real quick.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine. I'll just describe what you're showing to me.
The propane tank's like right in this area.
Okay, so to the run, it's sort of to the front, to the right side towards the pole building,
right.
In that front yard towards
yeah.
the pole building?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the property that can't be moved that I should know about?
That can't be
moved? Any other kinds of structures or anything else on the property that would limit where you could put your pole building? I'm just trying to make sure we're not missing anything. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I mean, my only concern is just that we don't have a recent survey and the location, you didn't actually get a surveyor to mark the location of where it is now. So, I mean, no offense, but I'd like to see a surveyor tell me where that pole building is now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Okay.
I mean, like Larry was saying, the irregular shape of the property, you know, to my neighbor, to my west, the neighbor to my east is not an issue. Neighbor to my west, as far as the property, you know, that'd be the only issue. And they don't have an issue with the pole building at all.
Mr. Short?
I'm guessing that the location of the septic system in the burrow pit make it so that building in the rear yard is not the best place to put this kind of structure.
Now, this is not, this structure is on the west side of the house.
I understand, but the reason you located it in this location was because you in the rear yard there's a burrow pit and there's the septic tank. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't put it
right,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the only place that I could put a building.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like you've got the propane tank between where this pole building is and the house. Did I understand
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
So some of the building envelope that you would have there would be difficult to put it so that you could access it with an RV or whatever structure, you know, whatever vehicle you're going to put in that
mm-hmm.
pole building, correct? Where's your, are you going to have a separate entrance onto the road there?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, so you have another entrance onto on County Road 235?
Yes, sir.
Where is that at? Is it near the pole building?
It's directly in front of the pole building.
Was that there previously?
No. My neighbor's driveway was there previously. I mean, it's still there. And what I was going to do is get their okay if DLDOT didn't grant me an entrance, which they finally did.
Okay. So DLDOT gave you an entrance on that side of the property,
yes,
too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I take it you got that before you put the pole building up?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it was probably about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Probably around 3 weeks to a month before DLDOT was able to get out there and install that.
All right, now the other, there's some variances that you may have caught Ms. Norwood when she was speaking for the dwelling and the second floor addition to the dwelling. There's, I think, three of them. Is that right, Ms. Norwood? That sound right?
Yes.
And I think your testimony was that you bought this property in 1991. Did I hear that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I believe, Ms. Norwood, you had indicated the house was built in 74, the addition was built in 88?
Correct.
So, have you made any further improvements or additions to the house to bring it closer to the driveway, or has it been in the same location?
Same location.
So that all was built by a prior owner?
Yes.
There's been any complaints about the location of the house in relation to the front property line?
Not at all.
Okay. In looking at your survey, it looks like the edge of the burrow pit even goes on to your property a bit. Is that true?
It butts right up to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it does it drop off significantly, do you know? How deep is that burrow pit? And sometimes they can get pretty deep pretty quickly.
Well, the state dug it out to, I think, from what I understand, to build a Broadcourt Road. That was back in like the 60s, I think, something like that. So I'm not exactly sure. Sometimes it dries up, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Sir, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
What's that?
Does that conclude your presentation?
You have anything else to say?
No. You all can have a seat.
All right, thanks, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12833 for Mr. Larry Jackson?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board?
Can we get the applicant back up to talk about the survey situation?
Sure. Would you guys come back? Would you all come back forward?
First of all, Mr. Koblenz, I want to commend you for showing up tonight. We have a lot of builders that don't show up and just leave the homeowners to do it themselves. So I think that's commendable.
I was thinking the exact same thing. It's very commendable of you to come tonight.
If we brought this back on our July 17th meeting, how far away is that? Is that enough time, do you think, to try to get a surveyor out there and get us a better survey?
The survey from 1990, when I bought the house, nothing's changed on that property.
Well, which changes the pole building.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Because we're doing variances based off of that, and it'd be better if we had a surveyor that so that we were absolutely sure that we were getting the correct variances. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I could put it out. We could put it out longer if you think you need.
Well, I'm just saying that I agree. I understand what you're saying, but where the building is at right now, we know the issue is from the front. That, I mean, I another survey is going to be the same. I mean, I just don't understand why you would want another survey, but if you do, that's fine.
Because I want to verify from a professional what the location of your building is.
Okay.
I mean, not that you don't have a professional builder. You do have a professional builder, but he's not a professional land surveyor. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, this is an official proceeding. We're creating findings of fact on this case. This is, you know, I want to make sure this stuff is done correctly. I mean, maybe the other board members disagree with me. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm just one board member.
So, to go back to the beginning, you had had this marked, and it was approved for you to go ahead.
Yes, sir.
To lay the footer, or to lay, to start.
So the building code inspector commented when he saw it after the building was erected, he commented that he's supposed to approve or disapprove the setbacks. He admitted that he should have failed it when he did the footers. But he did not, he didn't realize it set on an angle the way it did. He did not measure it himself, I guess, is the way I understand. I wasn't on site when it happened, when he came out. But I talked to him on the phone the day he came back to do the connection inspection. When he was on site, he talked about it, and he said the front property line looks to be approximately 10 feet from the road. However, then we wouldn't have had our 40-foot setbacks from the front. But when I ran a straight line from the concrete marker on the right side of the property and to the left side of the property, it actually ended up being 15 feet from the road.
So you were approved to go ahead, is the short story I'm trying to get, is trying to understand, and you went ahead.
Yes.
Who was the building inspector?
Clay.
Clay Willing.
Okay.
And the reason I ask that is because I see your point about the survey. I understand that. But they were given the go-ahead to go, and they built. I understand you're wanting to get the correct measurements. Is there, through the county, is there a way we can get those proper measurements, or should that be presented, Mr. Sharp?
I don't think the county is in the business of getting
the
surveys.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean,
is that on the is that the responsibility of the applicant to provide provide that accurate information?
I think so. I mean, one of the concerns that you know we do see on these, and I think Mr. Werfel brought this up, is you know, these are we want to make sure the record's clear as to what variances are needed. And even a survey that's 30 some odd years ago, sometimes we find those aren't correct. What new techniques now with lasers and things like that, that even where a structure hasn't moved, we find there's some minor deviations over these things over the years. So if this is 32 years old or thereabouts, there could even be some variations just related to that. One of the things that is helpful by having it was that if this board were to approve it, they would have a, and they may not, but they have, if they were to approve it, we would know where it is pinned and where this thing actually is, so that if you were to ever sell the property, it's of the record that the board approved this structure in this location. And that's always helpful to clean up the record for anyone else going forward. So that's why we do typically require those at the board level.
Anything else from the board? Thank you again.
So where does it stand right now? Because the gentleman here was saying...
We'll get there in just a minute.
Huh?
We'll get there in just a minute.
Just making a statement.
Yep.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I guess I feel like when we applied for the permit, I mean for the variance, we should have been informed that we need an actual survey.
I understand.
I mean, this gentleman has had us put the concrete, everything on hold till after this meeting, and I just hate to see it be delayed further for him.
It's been like close to a month. It's been sitting there idle, you know. It's just, you know, something that I feel that is came out of nowhere as far as, but when he, the inspector knocked on my door and said that he made a mistake, you know, and I said, well, what do we do, you know? And then he said it's about a variance, which I had no clue what a variance was even about.
Sure.
You know. So,
well, may I ask a quick question?
Yes.
You stated earlier that also you found the markers, right? And met, is that where you got the measurements for the survey you did submit for the application?
I had a 300-foot tape I stretched across the front, and I sighted it. I think it was 100% accurate. I feel like it was according to the front markers, and I measured off of that to the very corners of the building. I did it the best of my knowledge, which, like Mr. Warfel mentioned,
right.
I'm not.
And I was just curious because you guys do have it marked like the 29.72. Like, that's a little bit more.
Did it to the best of your
get
ability.
From a typical
yes.
sketch. Somebody's. I don't know if that would help ease your mind. That they were more confident when you did submit this how far you were from the property line after you realized you didn't comply.
Yes.
Right?
I'm just going to note for the record that our application form that you can find on the board's website, there's a checklist for applications, and it says the following shall be submitted with the application: a copy of the complete application, provide a survey of the property for a variance which shows the location of all buildings, shall show all distances from property lines to the buildings, and survey shall be signed and sealed by a licensed surveyor. So just for future reference, that's on the board's checklist. So.
And then we present that for the permit?
Would that have been to the paper that I filled out? Maybe you mentioned on the website. I mean, I don't have an internet access at all, but
it should be in the same packet. Yeah,
it's the last page of the application. Yeah. There's a checklist with
okay.
it.
Yep.
I
but
see.
It, is that in? That's not for the building permit. That's for our application.
That's for the board.
Which I'm sure they thought they did that by providing that.
It very well could have. You know, I don't want to cash that. Just it is there. So.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12833 for Mr. Larry Jackson. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Hastings, what do you think about a survey? Should we require one?
If it wasn't in the initial application, I think they felt that they did everything right. The inspection was approved. They went ahead and built it. You know, I feel like they felt they did everything the right way.
Okay.
I also feel the county should give them their money back. Their application fee for the variance, because they were told to build it, and they built it, and the man said that he made a mistake, which mistakes happen. I make them every day.
I do believe we waived the fee when accepting the application.
We did?
I do
okay.
believe so.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12833 for Mr. Larry Jackson for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions. Due to its shape and the existing structures and things around the property. Due to such physical circumstances, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Mr. Warfel,
yes.
I know Ms. Hollis, you had said that you believe that it was waived. Do we know for that to be true, or is that just?
I do believe that we did. I don't have 100% confirmation that Ms. Norwood looks very intent over there, like she might be looking it up.
Well, I'll just make that part of my motion and be safe.
That if there was a fee charged to the applicant,
return it.
It's returned. If not, it's deemed waived.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So they vote of 4-0. Your case is approved.